Our cash cattle market is running just a little bit higher than last week. I'm Keith Wenberg with your farm news update. John Heimberg is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin. He said there's a couple of different factors affecting and playing a role within our cattle markets.
You know, and that's probably some of the things that's coming into play here, too, is, you know, we've kind of inverted the basis. We were trading the futures under cash. Now we're about 10 bucks over cash. And with that, maybe that's why we're seeing some positive cash trade continues to be well below the futures. Maybe we're a little overvalued here on the futures side of things. Does provide great hedging opportunities, though, for producers using put strategies in this window. Hog market, getting a little rebound. It's been a pretty tough sell-off. Now December's the lead month. Maybe we're just a little bit undervalued, but the trend's not very good right now, at least in that hog market.
We've also been watching what's going on within our sales barns. These markets continue to be very, very strong. Mike Fitzgerald is with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Laverne, Minnesota. We talked about the fact our cash cattle market has been slow to start off the week.
Yeah, they've been really strong. That was 8 consecutive days of sharply higher cattle futures, mostly led by feeder cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hit on it, their cash sales are still pretty light and not very well defined so far yet this week, but there have been quite a few feeder cattle sales over the weekend that were sharply higher in sale barns pretty much across the Midwest here, and that's what's been really driving this thing.
And our grain markets continue to look for some fresh news.
They are. They're struggling to find new information. I suppose something new that developed overnight was President Trump put out a tweet last night kind of jabbing at China again here, where says, look, I think they're intentionally not buying soybeans from us, and he kind of sees that as a bit of a hostile act.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Wenberg.